Oh, me. Oh, Lord. Well. Yeah. Hopefully, by next week this time, that we'll probably try to very best to have everything done here. So the next week, we won't have to worry about anything, that y'all just set back, and the one that has to work, y'all just think about the meal that you're going to fix for homecoming. Oh, me. But no. But y'all just invite people out to homecoming, invite some of the other individuals that used to come and just not coming no more, and well, they just got out of church and whatever. If they're not in church, I say invite them for homecoming. And if it happened to be in church, you know, they could still come for the eating and the song service that afternoon. Which has started, the song service probably start around 1:30, 1:45 with Brother Harold Jordan. He'll be here playing the piano and singing. And then the people that is in the congregation, the ones that's here, all of us will be singing. If you ain't ever sung before, by yourself, come on. But no, we just gonna come homecoming. We're just gonna have a good time. We really are. Just a good time. You know, we have a good time in the Lord, because you know we can have a good time down here, but we ain't gonna have no good a time than what we're gonna have in heaven. We'll get to that real homecoming. And that homecoming, we ain't gonna have a meal first thing in the morning. We're gonna be at the supper table. And we're gonna be all seated. I believe the angels in heaven is the ones that's gonna be, are they gonna seat us all? And the one that's gonna be feeding us, the one that's gonna be bringing the meal around, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to bring the meal around to us. And so that's going to be a joyous occasion. It really will. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking for that great homecoming we're going to have in heaven. But this evening, turn to the book of Luke, chapter 19. The book of Luke, chapter 19. And I know maybe that you've heard this read probably dozens and dozens and dozens of times, and told a story about Zacchaeus. But this right here is after the Lord Jesus Christ was passing through and come nigh unto Jericho, where it says over there in 13 and verse 18, and it says, it came to pass that as he was come nigh to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitudes pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. The crowd the crowd had said this, and the crowd had been murmuring about the Lord Jesus Christ, He's coming. But it says in verse 4, it says, "And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus saith unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God." And over in the book of chapter 19, in the book of Luke, it says, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was of the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, whom he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." Our Father, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, that where we can be back in thy house this evening. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for this sweet, sweet fellowship we've had with your people tonight. And Father, we know, Lord Jesus, that we can also have the sweet fellowship with you. And Lord, we just pray, God, tonight, Father, that unction from on high, God, will come down, Father, and lead and guide and direct my lips tonight, Father. And Father, I know, Lord, if you don't do it tonight, it will not get done. So, Father, we just ask him, Father, that you just come on the scene. And Father, we've felt thy presence already. But Lord, we ask him now, Father, for you to do something miraculously, Father, that you may just speak to hearts. And Father, speak to each one of us in a special way, Lord. And God, that we can be stirred, and Father, that we could be on fire, Father, and we can see the writings upon the wall, Father, where you would have us to go. And Father, in these last days that's ahead of us, Father, we know, Lord Jesus, we need to be about thy business. And Father, we don't have much time left, and we ask God to help us. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen and amen. We know right here where it talks about Zacchaeus, and we know where that Jesus is. He had went past Jericho, and he had entered into Jericho. Now he's on the outside of the town of Jericho here. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Here was a man right here. He was a tax collector. He was a man that worked for the government. He was a man that worked for the world. And he had heard about the name Jesus. He had heard about him. And he had heard so much about him that he really wanted to see him. But he was short. He was little in stature. And he knew that all the people that was there, that he would not get to see the Lord Jesus Christ. So what did he do? He went and he climbed the sycamore tree. And I don't believe he just climbed to the first limb. I believe he climbed all the way up into the sycamore tree to where he could see right straight down. And he could look down and he could see the Lord Jesus Christ. He could see the coming Messiah. And he could see him there. And we just want to thank God for that. Want to thank God not only did he perform miracles back then, but he also performs miracles still today. And we've seen right in verse 4, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. When the Lord Jesus Christ, when he looked up and he knew that Zacchaeus was there, he knew that he was coming for a reason. And there is no place in the Bible that where Jesus did not go, that it was not for a reason that he went. He went to seek out the individual that the Father had laid on his heart. And I believe the same Father that laid on his heart that day to go and to look up and to see Zacchaeus and to go about and healing the blind man and healing people and raising the dead and everything. I believe it's the same Messiah. It's the same Jesus that we serve today. It's the same Jesus that wants to help us today. It's the same Jesus that wants to mend our lives. It's the same Jesus that wants to mend the affairs that's within the church. Wants to mend the affairs of the people that's within the church, to where we can get along and where we can get together. And we must not come in and talk about somebody else. And we must not come in and talk about another church. And I hate to say it, but it's a whole lot of churches I hear like that. They talk about other churches. But I want to tell you something. We don't need to be doing that. We don't need to be backbiting someone else. Because if we're backbiting someone else, then we know that it will not be long before they're going to backbite us. And they're going to start talking about us. The only thing I want people to talk about Faith Baptist Church, I want them to talk about the love that the people have here. I want the people to that's talking about us. They say, well, you know something? I don't know the preacher down there. I don't know anybody down there. But I heard something's going on. I heard God's moving. And you need to come and see. I like the message. I think the saying that Brother Bill put out there the other week, where God is moving. Where God is moving. And we need to come and see. And we'll never see where God is moving until we get up and we go and investigate it. We must go and see what God is doing, not just here, but around us and around in the community. And the people know what kind of life that we live. They know what kind of life that I live. They know what kind of life you live. So we must live the life that's pleasing unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. The Lord Jesus Christ said, Zacchaeus, I see you way up in the sycamore tree. Now I want you to come down from there. I want you to come down because I want to go to your home. I want to go to your house. I want to go and meet your family. When the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to Zacchaeus, he come down so fast that he just peeled away all the bark on that tree. And that's the reason the sycamore tree today, you don't have bark on it anymore. Why? Because Zacchaeus made haste. He came down from that tree. And he came down. He just didn't come down limb by limb. And he come down and stepped on this limb. And then he went down a little farther, stepped on this limb, and worked his own way self down. No. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ took all the limbs that was in the way. All the knots that was in the tree. Took them all away. Took away the obstacle Zacchaeus was going to face coming down the tree. But he came down from that tree, that sycamore tree, so fast that he peeled the bark off. And then the Lord Jesus Christ said, today, I will go with you to your house. For today I must abide at thy house. The Lord Jesus Christ said to Zacchaeus, I want to go home with you today. Now here was a tax collector. Tax collectors back then was despised, was rejected. People hated them. I don't know many people today that can honestly say that they love to see the IRS come in, the Internal Revenue Service, the tax collectors, to where they can get a hold of our money. And we know what they do. They do, and they'll waste our money. But right here, I believe that Zacchaeus, not only did Zacchaeus take what he had and what he had collected down through the years, but it also says then here in the latter part of verses, and he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to the guest. He was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. They, the people that was there, they was complaining and everything that this, the Messiah, this Jesus that we know of, now he's going to a home with a sinner. With a sinner. I sure am thankful that he came home with me one day. I'm so thankful that he passed by my way. Because I was a sinner. I was a sinner on the way to hell. But I thank God that he came my way. And when he came my way, I knew it was something different. I knew it was somebody else. Different. Why? Because he was the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He was the Messiah. The man called Jesus. The man called love. That's what he was all about, was love. He was about love for you and for me. And I thank God for his love. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I will give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus saith unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Zacchaeus said and stood and he said unto the Lord, Lord, half of my goods, half of what I own myself, what the half of what I've got, not in what I've collected, but what I have personally, I will give. I will give it unto the poor. And I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Other words, a tax collector back then, he would go out and he would go to the home and he would be a tax collector, and he'd go in and say, well, you know you owe me some money. You know you owe the government some money. Time to pay up. Payment is due. And no doubt,
being a sinner like Zacchaeus was, he probably tacked on a little more. With them being late, like they do today. But as they tacked on a little more, they says, I still don't have it. I don't have it. My husband's not here talking about the, you go back over in the first part of Mark, I think it's Mark chapter 5 or Mark chapter 6, and he's speaking about where the manic, the individual that went about cutting himself and running through the graveyard naked and everything. No doubt when the tax collector got to his house, his wife probably told the tax collector that, my husband's not here. And I don't know when my husband will be back. I don't know when he's coming. And I don't have the money. I don't have the means to pay for it. Can you give me at least 30 days? Can you give me a little time? Yeah, I'll give you 30 days. Well, I'll give you 45. And I won't add anything else to it. Then the old tax collector, he'd come back in about 30, 45 days later, and he would go up to the house, and he would knock on the door, and the lady of the house would come there. He'd say, Miss, you know what I'm coming for. I'm coming for the tax that you owe. Have you got it? She says, just hold on. Wait 1 minute. A husband comes in and is there. And he comes to the door, and he done got... He done got gloriously saved. Now he's working. He's making good money and everything and all of that going on. And he says, here, this is what I owe you. Take it. But see, the tax collector, what he really wanted, he didn't want the money. He wanted their possession. He wanted their possession. Just like the devil wants our possession. He wants our soul. That's what the devil wants. He wants our soul. But it cannot get our soul. It was saved by the grace of God. Because like I demonstrated when I first come here, son, I had 3 or 4 people up here standing. Well, for him to get to me, first of all, he's got to go through God the Holy Spirit. Then he's got to go through the Son of God. Then he's got to go through the Father. And if he goes through all of them, then when he gets to me, he said, "How you doing, Brother Donald? You doing all right now? What do you need?" We know that he's not going where we're going. You say, well, preacher, how do you know that? What the scripture says, he's not going where we are going. Why? Because of what he done there in heaven. He defied the God of this world. And he turned his back on him. And he says, I can create all of this. I can create more than what you've already got created. Zacchaeus. He took the Lord Jesus Christ to his family. Now, when the Lord Jesus Christ, when he shows up at someone's house, or when he shows up in the church services, something is going to happen. People's going to start standing up. They're going to start standing up, and they're going to start cheering for him. They're going to say, glory unto God. Why? Because he is worthy of all of our praise. Each one of us right now, we can start praising the Lord until he takes us home. And we'll still probably be praising him, going to glory through the rapture. We'll still be praising him. Why? Because we know in a split second we're going to be from here to there. And I don't know of anybody, any Christian, don't want to go. I'm looking forward to it.
And boy, in the book of Titus, it says over here, in the book of Titus, chapter 2, and verse 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope. The blessed hope that we have in Jesus Christ. I noticed on this sign, on this right here, after we get everything painted and cleaned up and done, me and Brother Bill, we're going to figure out a place where to hang it. But it says at the very bottom of it, the blessed hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ at his coming. And he is the one, the blessed hope. It's not speaking about Blessed Hope Baptist Church. It's not speaking about none of that. It's speaking about the blessed hope of God. That where we're going to be one day there. We're going to be in heaven one day. The blood that bought me a ticket to heaven. It's already been paid for. My ransom has already been paid for. My pardon has been paid for. By who? The Lord Jesus Christ. My pardon. In the book, the blood, and the blessed hope. You know, I'll say this much, and I don't like to get off on denominations, but I will say this, and I know on that flag that I've got up at the top, Baptist, then it's got the book, and then it's got the blood, then it's got the blessed hope. Got four babies left. I do know one thing. As far as I am concerned, and according to God's word, according to this word right here that I hold up to you tonight, which I know is the closest thing
the original manuscript to the English speaking people. But I think the Baptist doctrine, what the Baptists believe in, coincides with it. I'm not going to say all Baptists, because you got some Baptists out here, they don't coincide with this. They don't agree with this. Why? Because they don't want away from it. They have got away from God's Word. They getting away from this. They getting away from that. And I say this, if you get away from God's Word, what are you going to get? You're going to get away from it. The book, you're going to get away from the blood, and you're going to get away from the blessed hope. The King James Bible is what I'm holding here. It's not the 1611, because I can't read the 1611. No one else can either, because the words that they got in there, we can't read them. We don't know what they mean. We don't have to say them. Got preachers out here today, and I'm going to say this because I am one. You've got some idea that cannot stand and preach the whole counsel of God. Why? Because some of it will get on their head sin, but they don't want to get out and let it be revealed. You'll say to this day, one man, one woman, was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, not Eve and who else, but was Adam and Eve.
And I also believe that as far as the duties of a church, and I'm so thankful, and I thank each and every one of you for what y'all have done here in last month, I believe it was. And the homosexuals and all of that. Not only protecting the church and protecting yourself, y'all went a little further. And you went in to protect the pastor, to where the pastor cannot be able to stand up here and marry one man to another man. And I thank you for that. Because you had that man to man or woman to woman. For the former pastor to the future pastor of the church. I thank you for that. Because, you know,
We never know what's liable to happen. You know, my prayers is that I'm going to be right here until the day of the rapture. The day of the rapture comes. When the rapture comes, we're going to all go home. And then we're going to let everybody else come in and they can hold what kind of services they want. But we going home, we're going to hold on homecoming service. And we're going to all be able to sing on key. We're going to all be able to sing being redeemed. Now that's what I think the song is going to be about. It's a good possibility. I'm wrong. But it doesn't make no difference. It doesn't make no difference if I don't even get to sing that. Because I'm going to be at the feet of Jesus. That's where I want to be.